Julian Assange may soon be coming to America. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the WikiLeaks founder was arrested this morning in London, Fox's Simon Owen is there live.
Dave, Julian Assange forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy here where he's been sheltering for nearly 7 years. Ecuador revoking his asylum and police saying they were invited into the embassy to make the arrest. He's been detained first for breaching UK bail conditions, but police confirm he's also been arrested on behalf of US authorities. WikiLeaks previously released secret US government files and emails from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Dave?
Simon, this reaction from WikiLeaks saying there's been a sophisticated effort to dehumanize Assange. Edward Snowden also reacted. Remember him? The American who fled to Russia after leaking classified NSA information detailing government surveillance programs. Snowden tweeted, "This is a dark moment for press freedom." Democrats who keep demanding Attorney General Barr give them the full special counsel Mueller report are now upset. Barr told a Senate hearing without offering evidence the Trump campaign was spied on in 2016, calling it a big deal that he will be reviewing.
The chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now, the Treasury Department has missed the Democrats' deadline to turn over President Trump's tax return, saying it's still reviewing the request. Senator Ron Wyden told the IRS commissioner,
"It is your job and your job alone to respond to Chairman Neal's request."
Neal chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's using a tax law that says the IRS shall comply with his request. It may be April 11, but a nasty storm is snowing down from Utah and Colorado.
Feels like it's been a long winter, you know, ready for summer.
To Wisconsin.
We're not really well prepared for this one.
Many areas under blizzard warnings. In the Dakotas, they could get 2 feet of snow. More than 400 flights are canceled. This is Fox News.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's more political turmoil in Sudan. We just got word that the president of that African nation has been arrested. Sudan's defense minister in uniform announced this on state TV. One of the front runners in the crowded Democratic race for president here has put out his plan to overhaul health care in America, and some of his rivals are on board with it.
Vermont independent Bernie Sanders has reintroduced an updated version of single-payer Medicare for All health care.
1 out of 5 Americans who get a prescription from their doctor cannot even afford to fill that prescription. How crazy is that?
More than a dozen Senate Democrats have joined as co-sponsors, including rival presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand.
This has to become the next social safety net. It has to become something that is there for you no matter what.
Other Democratic leaders, however, are not on board, advocating instead to shore up the existing health care law. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ohio is the latest state becoming a legal battleground over abortion.
The Ohio State Senate narrowly approved the bill by an 18-13 vote, just hours after the House moved it along by a 56-39 tally. The bill makes an abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat can be heard. That could be as early as 5 to 6 weeks into the pregnancy. The bill has no exceptions for rape or incest. Ohio would join 5 other states to approve such an abortion restriction bill. Former Governor John Kasich twice vetoed similar measures. Once new Governor Mike DeWine signs it, as he earlier promised, pro-choice groups say they plan to sue to stop its implementation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The regular season's over in the NBA. The Detroit Pistons have grabbed the last playoff spot with a win over the New York Knicks. On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Thursday morning. Local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 12 years in prison is the sentence for a Tolono man who admitted to having a gun. 40-year-old Andrew McCormick was sentenced for unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. A victim who was then 17, now 18, told the judge he was at his home southeast of Tolono a year ago when McCormick drove by his home in a Jeep playing loud music. The two had previous run-ins. The teen followed McCormick in his own vehicle. The two stopped in an area with no homes or businesses nearby. Shots were fired. The teen was not hit. Damage was estimated to be about $100,000 after a family's two-car garage caught on fire in Gibson City last night. The News Gazette says a Harley-Davidson motorcycle and a car were inside the detached garage, plus other items like mowers and tools. Today, windy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible and a high of 76. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, a few could be severe, and a low of 44. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's time. Time to call the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. At Illinois National Bank, we actually care about customer service, and we have time for you. Time to educate you about the process. Time to answer your questions, and we take time to update you on what's going on with your mortgage. I think it's time to call us, the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. 217-530-4351 or online at illinoisnationalbank.com.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Hey, what? Tiger, what? Tiger?
He's, folks, all eyes on Augusta. He just has a quote saying about this pure golf event.
No, it's the best. The Masters Golf Tournament opens today. Augusta, Georgia. Johnny has played it. He said it's like playing in a garden. It's just pristine. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even play golf there in the summer. After this, it's pretty shut down. I mean, it's just perfect.
We have a mutual friend there that has checked in with us and, saw a caddy walking by and was going to try to get him on the radio. But
I doubt if the caddy would have done that.
Yeah, I know.
Lest he lose his job.
Right. Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah.
The old days of radio when you could talk on, random payphones and things like that.
Yeah. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Wow, up to 77 today, down to 44 tonight. There is a wind advisory from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That means gusts between 20 and 45 miles per hour. So button down the lawn furniture and trash cans if you get a chance before you head out today. 20% chance of precipitation, 44 our low tonight. Up to 57 Friday, Saturday, and essentially Sunday, down to around the mid to upper 30s at night with cloudy conditions. Right now the temperature is at 46 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, again, good morning. It's Thursday. It is April 11. The Cardinals have won four in a row. They beat the Dodgers again. They'll play at noon today. We'll have that ball game right here on ESPN 93.5. The Cubs lose to the Pirates last night 5-2. Get you your Cardinal recap coming up. Cubs off to a slow start, that's for sure. In Chicago, they had the stocking caps out, the temperatures in the 30s, frost on the breath. It looked miserable up there. Okay, ESPN 93.5 as we begin. Going to talk to Tom Speaks here in just a moment. Democrats are honing proposals to address the surge of families entering the U.S. at the southern border. They say President Donald Trump's restrictive immigration policies are inflaming the process and the problem. Political strategist, the Impact Group, Tom Speaks. Of course, it's Trump's fault. Now what do I do?
Well, I think the Democrats are in a serious pickle here, in that they've been saying for a while that there is no issue. Now there apparently is an issue, and everyone is scrambling to find out what is the best policy to deal with that issue.
But I thought it's Trump's fault because he... Yeah, inflamed it.
Well, I mean, I think the truth shall set the president free on this one, and the fact that, let's just tell it like it is. I mean, the facts are we have an awful lot of people that are coming across. They are not going through the proper process. It is illogical on a number of levels. And I think if presented as it is, I think most Americans will understand that that is not an acceptable situation.
Okay, it's a mess. I mean, it is just simply Donald Trump could say open borders and no laws and Jerry Nadler would be against it.
I think what's going on here, I mean, this is all political positioning for 2020, right? That's what's happening. So the Democrats can't afford to have the president have a win here. So is it obstructionist? Are they attempting to politicize the issue? Of course they are. That is what is occurring. They cannot allow the president to have a victory. So they are attempting to come up with a policy that would parallel what the president is doing, but by no means support it.
Well, they just counted on the Mueller report. It just messed them up, man. You were supposed to do your job, man. And then all of a sudden, what's plan B? They didn't have a plan B. Now what do they say? Now what do they do? The more they go deeper into, well, it doesn't matter. He colluded. It just sounds bad.
Yeah, I mean, that you're absolutely right. They had all of their eggs in that basket. It does not sound good. The Mueller report was a torpedo in their side for sure. I mean, truthfully, too, if the Republicans, if they also keep this debate about the border, if they keep it about this is hardworking American values versus entitled socialism, if we're able to stay at that level, I think the Democrats or the Republicans will be able to frame this debate. Once again, all this talk is happening about the border. That demonstrates that the president is dictating what the conversation is about. There's a lot of other things happening in this country. There's a lot of other things of great weight, but we're all talking about the border, and I think that's what the president wants us talking about.
Well, we have to do something. It's a humanitarian crisis. 100% of the people would recognize that. You got a lot of women and children involved. The Congress has failed miserably on all this, and so have the Republicans when they had control of everything. So it's a mess, and they need to do their job, Tom, and they're not doing it.
Yeah, there's no question. I appreciate you bringing up the human component because there certainly is the security piece. There is the pending at the policy, but you really do have a lot of people that are hurt in a big way, and I hope that folks can be clear to provide some supports for those people while, in fact, doing the logical thing to secure a border. It's a tough piece, but as I think you would agree, it'd be wonderful if we could step out of the political discussion for a moment and actually get into sound policy. Would that be something?
Yeah, it'd be wonderful, and that's what they should do. But right now, again, how do you do it without making Donald Trump look good, which is the trick? Anyway, I don't know. Who emerges for the Democratic Party for president, Tom Speaks?
Who do you think emerges? Right now, are you asking me who I think emerges?
Yeah, I mean, good luck to you. I want to go bet in Las Vegas, so help me.
I mean, all bets are still on right now. We'll see what happens there. Harris looks interesting. But really, I mean, if you line up the folks, they are all rather small figures next to Donald Trump. They really are. I mean, the only one with any real clout. Oh, I guess Biden. As well as, I mean, Sanders. But Sanders is the age factor. And also, gosh, if I was running the president's campaign and Sanders was the opponent, I think that's when you absolutely prop up hardworking American values versus entitled socialism. I think if that's the way this campaign is framed, most Americans do not want this to be a socialist country, I would argue.
Well, I mean, but who I don't know, Joe Biden's going to get chewed up and spit out of this thing, so it might be Bernie.
I mean, I think Biden, though, it's interesting. I mean, that is an interesting discussion all by itself, in that Biden, although all this is occurring with the improper contact, it is fascinating to watch how the media has demonstrated that his intentions were, however, pure.
Yeah.
And I don't know, when we start speculating about people's intentions, that is interesting, where politician A, their intentions are overtly sexual and negative. Politician B, we can say because they are on our side that they were pure.
Yeah.
We're getting into dicey territory.
Finally, this makes me remember The Sound of Music. I think I heard Nancy Pelosi singing this the other day.
How do you solve a problem like
AOC? How do you solve a problem like AOC? She's a problem, man. She's What are they going to do with her?
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, she is, she's a blessing and a curse, right? I mean, there was the other day at the African-American caucus, all the Democratic candidates were presenting their platforms, attempting to win the African-American vote. And the person that got the most applause was Cortez, which is interesting, right? As a 29-year-old. So she's a rock star. She's galvanizing a lot of people. But once again, if Republicans frame this as the American values versus entitled socialism, I think she is very much a liability.
Tom Speaks, how do people connect with you at the Impact Group in Hudson, Ohio?
Our website is IGPR.com.
Nice chatting again, Tom. Appreciate your insights.
Take care. Thank you.
You bet. 716 ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports headlines with Diane Ducey.
A good round with Roddy and Marcel doing some homer action. Cardinals win 7-2. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Well, the Cardinals had their hitting shoes on, that's for sure. DeJong had three hits in the game. Ozuna had three hits and a two-run home run.
The 1-2 pitch. Ozuna hits it deep. Left field, down the line toward the pole. Home run! The ball hit the pole. A two-run homer for Ozuna. And the Cardinals lead 7-2.
Yadier Molina had a two-run home run and drove in three. So the Cardinals are off to a heck of a start. They go for the sweep today, John.
And since losing the first two games to the San Diego Padres, the Cardinals have won four in a row. And behind Michael Wacha against a tough right-hander, good young pitcher Walker Buehler, the Cardinals have a chance to sweep the Dodgers. Last year, Mike, they swept them in L.A., a three-game series, only to have the Dodgers win three out of four right here at Busch Stadium. But the Cardinals have been putting the ball in play, hitting the ball hard, and the pitching was good. Jack Flaherty went the first six innings. Didn't walk a batter, hit a batter. He struck out eight. Tyler Webb, Mike Myers, John Brebbia, Dominic Leone closed out the Dodgers.
And the Redbirds will go for the sweep this afternoon. Hope to see you at the ballpark.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 5-2 yesterday. They've got another game from Wrigley. 7:05 first pitch heard on US 105.9. Looks like John Lester will be on that 10-day DL with that hamstring injury.
Got to get him back.
Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 9-1. Tampa Bay has the best record since 2010 with their standing at 10-3. Chicago White Sox with the day off today. Pacers over the Atlanta Hawks 135-134. Philadelphia 76ers over the Bulls 125-109. What's trending is Dwayne Wade's final game. Miami Heat got beat by the Brooklyn Nets 113-94, but he had a fifth triple-double in his career. 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. And a pretty star-studded event with his best friends LeBron James, Chris Paul, and Carmelo Anthony on the sidelines. Of course, we've got Stanley Cup playoffs going on, and in the first round, St. Louis Blues won over Winnipeg 2-1, and the Masters starts today.
Augusta.
Tee off at 7:30 for that first round.
Yep.
Good stuff.
They're already off. It's 8:19 out in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay, gotcha.
Here's your weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R, GerberCollision.com, or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Cloudy and windy, a wind advisory from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. High 77, low 44. 57 the high Friday and Saturday. Sunshine expected tomorrow, down to around 37 in the evening. Clouds on Saturday with the high 57, low 37, and up to 54 with rainy conditions on Sunday. Currently 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It is Thursday morning, April 11, ESPN 93.5 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures are higher as we move towards the open. The Federal Reserve releasing the minutes of its latest meeting, confirming the central bank's intention to keep interest rates steady, at least for now. A federal judge is threatening to stop Carnival from docking its ships at U.S. ports. That could be punishment for possibly violating its probation. Carnival has been on probation for the last 2 years for dumping oil into the ocean from its Princess cruise ships. Disney getting into the streaming business. The entertainment giant is expected to show off its Disney Plus streaming service during its Investors Day today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Well, I'm going to talk to Chief Compliance Officer at Economic Strategist, IRS Tax Analyst Matthew Jennings coming up. Apparently, there's a lot of unclaimed cash. IRS has more than $1.4 billion.
Whoa, that's a lot of unclaimed cash.
What did Kip say when he was selling Tupperware to that couple in Napoleon Dynamite?
I bet you folks don't have one of these.
It's a beautiful ship that the wife loved. Yeah.
I want that.
Matthew Jennings will tell us how you can get some of that money. You just got to search your name. I've done it. There is nothing out there for me on that. So, anyway, $1.4 billion. Why doesn't it just go back into the IRS? Nobody knows. Why do you even have stories like this to make us go, come on, man?
And I think our state of Illinois is like an iCash.
Yeah, I've done that too.
I
found $40.
Right.
I got that back.
So some unclaimed cash out there in case you want to poke around.
Don't think you can go to dinner on it tonight, though, because it'll take a while. But you'll get it. I think it took me 8 or 10 weeks.
But there you go. Got
my $40 back. Okay, folks, we have a fun partners program with some wonderful people like Spring Green. They are the newest of our partners and what that means for you. Well, let's see if I can reach him. Yeah, okay.
If this is Steve, I know that I worked with Spring Green there in St. Joe one day, and he's a big Cubs fan.
No, it's not Steve.
Okay.
Stevie J.
It's JT Warm Beer, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, man.
How are you, my friend?
Good. Crazy. I'm in the center of the universe. Isn't that weird?
Well, that'll do it for the day. I know Steve Emke. Go ahead. When you touch Philo, you're done, Bubba. You can have the rest of the day off. Good work.
There you go.
That would be sweet.
Hey, you guys are crazy good. Tell people what Spring Green does, JT.
Well, right now we're trying to get all of our fertilizer pre-emergent and weed control down. We've got about a 6 to 8 week window. We're trying to chase them all down, get aerations done, as Diane knows how to do that.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, you did the aeration machine.
That machine has some kick.
Yeah, kind of like a Western or the horse dragging the cowboy.
That's right.
That's kind of what happened.
She went face first, but she got up and finished.
Yeah.
She's tough.
Yeah, I know that. So what we're going to do, my friends, is we're going to give you an opportunity to get $250 in service from Spring Green. You'll have to call them and book your work within 7 days, and then you'll have to tell me what you thought of people like JT in a survey. It's feedback.
That's right. Yes.
So he'll have his posture, his shoulders back, man. He'll be perfect, man. He'll be like a TV commercial. It's how good JT will be. Come on.
I have a face for radio, that's for sure.
Hey, you guys are awesome, locally owned. You serve all over Central Illinois. Man, you put on some miles, don't you?
Yeah, I think I've traveled about 490 miles this week.
Gosh. Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
you got
to go, man. You just got to go, and it's hard to find good employees like, say, me when I helped you last spring. So
That is correct. You did a great job spraying Roundup stuff in there.
Did you lose that? Cool. Did you lose that Ogden account after I sprayed that?
I don't think we did, but one or ban that we might have.
Yeah. Okay. Well done, my friend. We appreciate you, and we're going to give these out coming up in about 15 minutes. People have a chance to text in to get $250 in service from Spring Green. You demand, JT.
Sounds awesome, Stevie J. Thanks. Good talk to you.
All right, good talking to you. Are we early on this one?
I don't know. Crystal hooked us up.
Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, good. How many minutes do you have? You have any idea?
I got all the minutes you need, my man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And in that case, Let's get into this. It's Matthew Jennings, Chief Compliance Officer, Economic Strategist, also IRS and Tax Analyst, Matthew Jennings, MBA in Finance, Smarty Pants, he's really good, unclaimed cash, IRS has more than $1.4 billion in unclaimed tax refunds. Matthew, I don't think any's out there for me. Darn it, how do I get this? How do people find out if there's money for them?
Well, they can do a request of information. They can call the IRS, and they can ask the IRS to give them information regarding their account. And the IRS would basically tell them about any unfiled returns that they may have. And then they can go from there. They can request certain transcripts from the IRS that gives them all of the income documentation that they need to file.
But the IRS isn't going to necessarily send you a letter and said, yo, you got money. You're not doing that, right?
No, they will not. Any money that go unclaimed goes into an excess collection pile.
Why don't they just have it for the pizza parties? Why must I know that it's sitting there and I can't get it?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I mean, the way they go after money and collect, you would think that they would take the same amount of energy and effort to contact people and let them know that they have money coming back.
You know, my son interned in Chicago at an engineering company, and we should have got money back and didn't. I bet he's had $500 out of that $1.4 billion. We ought to probably pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, any other advice for people? Tax season, we are in, we're the 11th, 4 days to go. Make sure it's postmarked by Monday. Any thoughts? It's kind of last second. Hopefully everybody's done with their taxes. Thoughts on the tax changes and things like that?
My best piece of advice is please, please, please always file on time or file for an extension. The reason why I say that is that it does a lot of good for you. For one, it sets the clock starts on the statute of limitations for collections. It also helps if you file your returns timely. Even if you can't pay people, file, file, file.
Hmm.
If you can't pay and you file on time, you can discharge that later in bankruptcy, so you always want to file. The IRS judges your compliance based upon you filing on time. The IRS is more interested in what you can pay rather than what you owe. So file, people. File on time. Be compliant. It'll be more easy for them to work with you when you file on time. Also, when you don't file, it's criminal. So the criminality is in not filing, not in paying. So always file on time. If nothing else, you know, file an extension if you don't have all your income documentation on time. But if you file an extension, meet that deadline, file that return, do whatever you can to file that return. Even if you don't have all the information, you can later amend it or whatever, but at least get something filed. Be on time, people. Be on time.
Yeah, the way you're emphasizing this, Matthew, it makes me think that a lot of people just, ignore this?
Many people think that because they can't pay that they shouldn't file. And wrong answer.
Yeah.
Again, always file regardless of whether you can pay or not because it'll start the clock on the collections. They have the 10-year statute of limitations on collections. It starts as soon as you get that return file. Once you get a file, the IRS will work for you. They will work with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've helped people that have owed hundreds of thousands. I had a guy that owed $300,000, and I got him on a payment plan for $200 per month.
That's going to take a while, but he's doing something. He's trying. He's trying, which is what the IRS likes. Matthew, how do people find you? How do they connect with Matthew Jennings?
EconomicStrategist.com. They can research me. They can connect with me on LinkedIn, Matthew Jennings, MBA, EA. I'm all over the internet, so they can find me.
You sound smart, my friend. It must be fun to know the tax laws. Well done. Well done, my friend.
Yeah. 12 years of college and 4 more to go.
What? What do you mean 4 more to go? What do you got left?
Law school, my man, law school.
You're the man, ambitious, okay. Like this guy. Matthew, nice chatting. Let's talk again sometime.
All right, great. Have a good one.
You too, Matthew Jennings.
Wow.
He's hungry. It's awesome. 7:34, there you go. So you got that message, right? File?
That's right. And okay. If you have a monkey on your back from the past, try to deal with it.
You can handle
it.
Believe me, it won't go away. When you're talking about the IRS, it's not going away. So mm-hmm. You got to deal with it. And get her done. All right, it's 7:34, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is taken into custody at Ecuador's embassy in London, wanted for extradition to the United States to face charges that have not yet been made public.
London police saying he was arrested this morning after Ecuador withdrew his asylum and invited police in. Unconfirmed reports suggest he had to be forcibly escorted out of the building. Assange was wanted by British police for breaching bail conditions, but he says his real concern is being sent to the United States after his website published classified American files.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. A late-season blizzard's hitting parts of the Midwest, this man in Minnesota says.
I'd already put my snowplow away, and I was figuring we were done for the year. I plow snow on the side just as a side job, and when he started talking another big April snowstorm, I was dreading it, to tell you the truth. I was getting used to the warm weather.
That snow could lead to more flooding in the region. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Be aware of this road work. Starting tomorrow, Armory Avenue from 4th to 6th will be changed to a one-way road eastbound. There are detours to neighboring streets. The change is to complete pavement work near the 5th Street intersection as part of the MCOR project. Damage was estimated to be about $100,000 after a family's two-car garage caught on fire in Gibson City last night. The News Gazette says a Harley-Davidson motorcycle and a car were inside the detached garage, plus other items like mowers and tools. There also was damage to the siding, soffit, and porch area of the back of the home, plus some smoke, water, and fire damage on the interior of the home. No one was hurt in the fire. The building was fully involved when crews got there. Today, windy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible and a high of 76. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, a few could be severe, and a low of 44. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Kind of cloudy today. A wind advisory. Winds will pick up gusts as high as 50 miles per hour as the day progresses. So button down that lawn, furniture, and trash cans before you take off for work. We've got a high 77 expected, 44 our low tonight. Mostly sunny and windy on Friday with a high of 57 down to 37. 57 with some clouds on Saturday. 54, rainy and windy on Sunday. Right now we're at 46. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Busey's all about their community. They've got this Community Reinvestment Act scholarship. Busey's CRA scholarships recognize the scholastic achievements and bright futures of local youth. Scholarships are $1,000 for tuition, fees, books, and supplies. Awarded in Champaign County, you have to meet financial needs, be a high school graduate or equivalent, be enrolled or eligible for admission as a degree candidate at an approved college or university. To apply for Busey's CRA scholarship, just visit Busey.com, search Community Reinvestment Act Scholarship. The deadline to apply is coming up. It'll be about 19 days from now. April 30th is the deadline. And you might get $1,000. Why not? Fulfilling dreams since 1868. Busey knows the importance of a lasting promise. From its Money Smart Youth Program to Community Reinvestment Act scholarships and beyond, Busey, humbled to help children of all ages pursue their dreams. Visit Busey.com today to explore both programs. Member FDIC. All right, we're not worried about the Cubs yet, are we? We worried about the Boston Red Sox. They won the World Series, and they look bad.
Right.
Seattle's off to probably the pretender to be contender role, 12-2. I don't know if I believe that one yet, but Seattle is hot in the American League. Cardinals have won 4 straight, so they're kind of in this thing so
mm-hmm.
far early.
Mm-hmm.
But the Milwaukee Brewers remain a problem. I did not see that late score.
I have to look that up. Milwaukee plays on the West Coast right now. They're going to go to the Dodgers, but they had one more game with the Angels last night. The Angels have beat them two in a row. They're trying to get Milwaukee back to earth. And I'm sure the Cubs will figure it out, right? I mean, they're gonna be really, really good. But it's just an odd feel in Chicago with culture. I don't know what was going on with Theo and Joe Maddon and the new rules. And, yeah, I don't know. We'll see if it works. And the spring game is Saturday. Illinois football.
That's right, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, as we get ready for another season where we're all hoping to get to the 6 number so we can go to a bowl game. And the first 3 games are going to be football games that Fighting Illini ought to win.
Mm-hmm.
We go 3-0, then we got to eke out 3 more.
That's right.
And then we're going to go somewhere and get that extra practice and all those valuable things in the growth of a program.
Memorial Stadium also hosting Game Day Spirit with their huge sale that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to tap into that, too. And for me, I'll be at the CU Autism Walk. It's at Addie's Stone Creek area. So if you want to come on out between noon and 3, the welcome ceremony and stepping off around 2 to 20. Lots of auction items and raffle baskets too. Did you ask about Milwaukee LA Angels?
Yeah.
Angels win 4-2
nice.
Over the Brewers.
Wow.
Right.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Now we got to look at these standings. It's getting a little more interesting. Sorry, I mean, just because Cardinals have won 4 in a row, I'm kind of into baseball.
And Seattle wins again over Kansas.
They're 12-2. Seattle's 12-2 now.
Right.
So the standings in the NL Central were everybody. It's kind of caring about that because it's the Cubs and Cardinals. NL Central standings now look like this. Milwaukee at 8-5, a half a game ahead of Pittsburgh, a half a game ahead of the Cardinals. Cincinnati 4 back, the Cubs 4 back at 3-8. Yikes.
Uh-huh.
This is not the way the season was supposed to start for the Chicago Cubs. So that Central is going to be a dandy. That National League East with Philadelphia, Atlanta, the Mets, and Washington, that's going to be fun, too.
Well, it was chilly yesterday in Chicago.
Oh, you see the stocking cap?
Right.
The players had stocking caps.
And, you know, they had Yu Darvish on the mound, and he typically does not like those conditions.
Well, yeah.
Who does?
Who can feel the baseball
exactly.
at 38 degrees and frost on the breath? Okay, my friends, a chance for you right now to text in. All you have to do is text in the word spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, and you could win $250 voucher for Spring Green, your neighborhood lawn care team. Diane and I have both worked for them.
Yes.
Diane worked probably more than I did. I worked 3 hours. How many
JT Warbeer and Steve Emke. I think I did. 3 or 4 also. I mean, it was just a little sampling.
They hugged you when they hugged you when you left, and they just pointed to my car when I left.
Okay.
So we have some vouchers here. If you want to beautify your yard, $250 will probably get you through, depending on the size of your yard, probably get you through a lot of the season. So you'll get a chance to experience Spring Green, what they can do for you. Maybe you want some grub control later in the summer. You can be specific. It's a one-time $250, whatever you figure out with
okay,
them.
Okay, gotcha.
You'll have to book something within 7 days. There are a couple of unique aspects. You have to book something within 7 days.
Uh-huh.
Get kind of your plan going within a week. If you don't, it'll expire. So if we give this to you and there's no activity in a week, it goes away.
Okay, gotcha.
So there's that. And following your experience, we'll want a little feedback from you. So that's pretty much it. It's essentially take Stevie J's money, use the service, keep the service, and then tell me what you thought.
That's right.
That's the program.
I like it.
Yeah. I want to be part of that. Can I win? Anyway, 359-2255.
We're getting the word spring texted in.
That's
did
what
you
we're,
said
that's
that?
Spring.
Okay.
Yeah. Spring,
and
as in
couple
spring
of
green.
Thankfuls.
Uh-huh. Couple what?
Thankfuls.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Great. Oh, man, the fun we have on radio.
Exactly.
It's just not even fair.
I know it. I love this job.
359-2255, text in spring. It's just fun giving. It's just fun giving. It's way better giving than, I mean, it's cool to get things,
mm-hmm.
but you get more when you volunteer. You get more when you do something outside of yourself. If you focus outside of yourself, your life can be way better.
Agreed.
No doubt. Back in a moment. Sports headlines coming up, 7:44. All right, we do have foreigner tickets. They go on sale 10 this morning for the June 23 show at the State Farm Center. I do have another song for you to identify. Diane is making me do this to where it's really hard.
No.
We'll name that tune in like three notes coming
okay.
up.
Okay.
Right
but,
after.
I mean, waiting for a girl like you yesterday, all we needed was that first note.
Well, then we'll do, try three notes this time.
Okay.
And it's at 8:06 we'll play this Foreigner song that you name it. You could win tickets for the June 23 show. Here you go with sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinal fans, Matt Carpenter got a sweet deal.
Yeah.
He's got a little extension going on.
Yeah.
Really, the option through 2022 adds $37 million to his tally. So good stuff for him. Cardinals over the Dodgers yesterday, 7-2. 12:15 start today on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, the Cardinals had their hitting shoes on, that's for sure. DeJong had three hits in the game. Ozuna had three hits and a two-run home run.
The 1-2 pitch. Ozuna hits it deep. Left field, down the line toward the pole. Home run! The ball hit the pole. A two-run homer for Ozuna. And the Cardinals lead 7-2.
Yadier Molina had a two-run home run and drove in three. So the Cardinals are off to a heck of a start. They go for the sweep today, John.
And since losing the first two games to the San Diego Padres, the Cardinals have won four in a row. And behind Michael Wacha against a tough right-hander, good young pitcher Walker Buehler, the Cardinals have a chance to sweep the Dodgers. Last year, Mike, they swept them in L.A., a three-game series, only to have the Dodgers win three out of four right here at Busch Stadium. But the Cardinals have been putting the ball in play, hitting the ball hard, and the pitching was good. Jack Flaherty went the first six innings. Didn't walk a batter, hit a batter. He struck out eight. Tyler Webb, Mike Myers, John Brebbia, Dominic Leone closed out the Dodgers.
And the Redbirds will go for the sweep this afternoon. Hope to see you at the ballpark.
Pittsburgh over the Cubs 5-2 yesterday. 7:05 start heard on US 105.9 from Wrigley. Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 9-1 yesterday. White Sox with the day off today. By the way, on the Cubs front, John Lester on that 10-day DL. He'll miss at least one start with that hamstring injury. On to the NBA.
I think they quit calling it DL.
Okay.
No, I mean it's injured list or something.
And I just have list down.
Disabled list.
Okay.
Was, I guess, politically not correct. I don't know what happened. But it's like injured list. But I look at it and I said, what's IL? I think they changed it.
Okay.
Anyway, just FYI.
I'll take note of that.
I didn't know until I saw it myself. So.
And it's funny, I don't have DL. I just have on the list.
Well, it's always been disabled list.
So.
But they've changed it. Apparently, the verbiage has changed.
Pacers over the Hawks yesterday, 135-134. 76ers over the Bulls, 125-109. St. Louis Blues over Winnipeg, 2-1. In the Stanley Cup playoffs that are in action now. And in Augusta, the Masters starts today. The TNF has started, and people will be watching the golf.
It'd be really, 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 really cool to be there because I've never gone to Augusta for the Masters. But frankly, I can see it way better at home. I know it's cool to be there, but if you look at the crowds, it's like 20 deep. Oh, I think that's Tiger. Did he hit it? Where'd it go? You won't see it, doggone.
Right.
You could park yourself on 12, watch the folks coming in on the par 5, 11, and watch the par 3. And if you got there early, it'd probably be pretty cool. But as it goes, to follow somebody and walk around that place when there's so many people, I don't know.
And you're just standing the whole time, huh?
Yeah, you're watching, but you're trying to see a shot.
Can you lug around your lawn chair? I want to bring a lawn chair.
You can bring a little thing. You got to carry it.
Okay.
And if there's a spot where you can see, normally you can't at the Masters. There's too many people.
I'd be, excuse me, elbowing around. I got my lawn chair here.
That would go very well for you. We went to the Ryder Cup when it was up in Chicago for a practice round. And it was just, could barely, oh, there's Tiger over there. Oh, there he is. You can't see anything else. You see that it's Tiger, and you don't know where a shot went. You can't see much. So on TV, you got that right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, it's 7:50. Let me get your weather coming up.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. There's a song called I Hope You Dance about living life with an innocent sense of wonder. Here are some of the lyrics. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance, and when you get a choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance, never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some hell-bent heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more just a passing glance, and when you get choice to sit it out or dance, I'm Habib Habib, and I hope you dance your way through life.
I'm Sam Banks, Executive Director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. For over 50 years, the club has been opening doors to brighter futures with our after-school, summer, and teen programs. April 8 through 12 is National Boys and Girls Club Week. You can help us change the lives of kids who need us most and celebrate Boys and Girls Club Week by going to dmbgc.org to learn more about our work and to support our mission to change lives at the Boys and Girls Club. Whose life will you help change today?
Help Laura. Miss Illinois Grace is on her way to Southern Illinois today to speak. She loves the Honda CR-V. She gets to drive around thanks to Ben Quattrone.
Mm-hmm.
Honda BMW provided Miss Illinois' vehicle for the year. It's just amazing. But she just loves the CR-V. And they're available. You can go test drive one. It sits you up a little higher.
I like that.
And it gets you 26 to 30 on the road. I mean, it's a... For a kind of a smaller SUV, it's really, really neat. And they got the bells and the whistles, they got the basics, and they're just all good. It depends on what you want to pay, but they've got a deal waiting for you, and this is April 11th, so why don't you get over there and test drive something. DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com to get it started. And if you look online and you push on the Honda button, and you go look at the CR-Vs, there's an express purchase on the right-hand side of the page now at their website. Well, you can actually buy this thing online, and they had somebody do that last week. It's pretty cool.
I mean, you don't even have to leave your home.
It's stunning. They'll drive it to you.
Right.
By the way. Service before, during, and after. And by the way, I think the one vehicle that sold was Florida, and everybody wanted to take it there. I'll take it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Service before, during, and after the sale. DriveChampagne.com. It's Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership. 7:53. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy today, windy too. The advisory from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Gusts as high as 50 miles per hour now. Wow. Make sure those trash cans and lawn chairs and things like that are close to the house or in the garage today, off the patio.
Grill cover.
That's right.
Several have ended up in St. Joe for me, so enjoy out there.
77 our high, 44 our low, 57 the high Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mid to upper 30s for our lows. In fact, rainy conditions, windy, and a low 32 come Sunday. And we've got cherry blossoms now over near the Japan house. So
too early?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
When things are blooming, and then we get down to around the freezing point. So right now the temperature's at 47. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to take the news. We'll be back, and then I'll play the Foreigner song, and we're making it tougher. Diane's request.
Well, I'm just saying, we've heard these songs so many times on the radio back in the day.
Yeah, but can you really identify? You've named them all, by the way. You got them all this week. So Diane will know it. And if nobody else does, Diane gets the tickets.
It's part of the DJ curse.
You know,
I can name that song in two notes.
I used to kind of know all that, but not anymore. Hey, I put a request in for Jim Gray. He is an Emmy Award-winning sportscaster, one of the best sportscasters ever. Jim Gray, he may very well check in with us between 8:39. He's in Augusta on the course for the Masters. Be a real cool honor if that happens. I don't know. I'm just telling you just in case. Jim Gray on the phone with me, hopefully in the next hour. It's possible. Okay, we're going to break for the news. Be right back. Stand by, Foreigner fans, if you want to win free tickets for that. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.